You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, the beauty of having, of course, an over-prepared producer, you know. love it. Now, Malawi's per capita economic growth has been insufficient to reduce high and stubborn rates of poverty. That's according to the latest World Bank Country Economic Memorandum. Now, the report argues that the pathway to achieve Malawi 2063, while achievable, is increasingly narrow and requires a fundamental shift in policy. It's almost like the World Bank is saying 26. Imagine 26. They're already telling them now that you might not achieve what you want in terms of your headwinds for 2063 in terms of reducing poverty. Now, Malawi, facing a polycrisis from 2020 to 2023, has, of course, experienced negative per capita GDP growth, a surge in poverty levels, and severe food insecurity, of course, affecting more than one in five Malawians. Now, the CEM, like I said, which is the country economic memorandum, identifies four core challenges that have hindered growth there, and one of them is declining exports, low savings and investment, low structural transformation out of subsistence agriculture, and also high levels in terms of vulnerability to climate change, which is, of course, another one that the country needs to deal with. Otherwise, they will not be able to do so. I'm told that we've got the elder on the line. Good evening, elder.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am doing well. And I was telling my listeners that, of course, you are a business management lecturer who's joining us today. And, of course, being a baptized member of Lilongwe Central Seventh-day Adventist Church. My elder, I'm told that in terms of the economy of Malawi as well, there are four things that are, of course, hindered growth: declining exports, low savings and investment, low structural transformation, which is out of subsistence agriculture, and high vulnerability of climate. Do you share the same sentiments?
Yes. We do, but I can also maybe add a few other things. These will be challenges faced by Malawi's economy.
Yeah.
We're looking at stagnant growth.
Sure.
Like in the year 2019, economic growth was paused at 4.5%.
Sure.
And there was also unsustainable debt by the government. And then in addition to that, there were adverse effects or multiple shocks on the economy due to the cholera outbreak and Cyclone Freddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so the cholera outbreak there, is it still a problem, my elder?
Yes, it is a problem each and every year, more especially during the rainy season.
Yeah. Sure, yes. That's an interesting one there. And you mentioned stagnant growth and also unsustainable growth there. That's been some of the things that, of course, continue to become a problem there. Now, the debt that you referred to in the country there, and I'm talking about sovereign debt, it being a problem for the country as well. Do you are there policies that you think and maybe can refer to in terms of the government trying to reduce that, or are we seeing that still spiraling out of control?
Well, the debt is still spiraling out of control, simply because, you know, our country, it's predominantly, it is an importing country.
Yeah.
We do export, but we don't export that much.
Yeah. Sure. And some of the stuff that you import, want to share a bit? I know that, of course, there's foodstuffs that Malawi also imports a lot.
Yes, we do import quite a lot in terms of agricultural inputs. We're looking at fertilizer, seedlings, and whatnot.
There's definitely something that needs to be done. But let's talk about the good side, my elder, there, of the country of Malawi, economically speaking. Share a few if you do.
Okay, come again.
A few of the good things from the country in terms of the economy as well. I know that there's, of course, concerted effort to reduce that unemployment, you know, that stagnant growth. Yes. But what are some of the policies and some of the implementations from the government that we can say thumbs up to?
Okay, so some of the policies that the government is implementing is the policy of subsidizing some inputs. So we're looking at government coming in to subsidize seedlings and fertilizer as well.
Yeah.
Because agriculture is kind of like the backbone of the economy.
Yeah.
So we by doing that, the government is actually helping the agriculture sector.
Ah, yes, that's quite interesting there. Okay, in terms of COVID, how has the country been affected by COVID?
Well, the country was quite affected by COVID, in that the healthcare system was stretched.
Yeah,
and we also lost a productive workforce.
Yeah,
and also the lockdowns as well. Remember, I mentioned about the importation of products.
Yes,
that led to inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the last bit would be unemployment as well.
Yes.
Because of COVID, a lot of companies decided to shut down.
Ah, yes, that's true, that's true. I'm looking at my statistics here saying that inflation jumped from 9.3 in 2021 to 21.0 in 2022. That's massive.
Yeah, quite massive. Very massive.
Yeah. It's almost like you go to the shop today, the price of bread is X, you come back tomorrow, it's Y. Like, where do I start?
Exactly.
Where do I start? Because if prices keep on changing like this, then of course it becomes a problem. Now, in terms of GDP growth, then I'm told that it's projected to rebound to about 3.5 percentage points in 2024.
And 2024,
yes, and this is driven by recovery in agriculture, as you were saying, tourism and exports, and foreign direct investment. Share the same thoughts as well.
I do share the same thought, but projections for this year haven't been put in place because Parliament is sitting.
Yeah.
So our financial year starts in April each year.
Yeah.
So we should be having new projections come April, May of this year. So we are very positive that projections are going to be very positive. The numbers are going to be up from 3.5%.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. That would certainly be great. Now, I know, my elders, we bring this one to a close. There's always issues around climate change and Malawi also being vulnerable to climate change as well. Natural resources rents, they fell from 10.9% of GDP in 2016 to about 4% in 2020. And I know that the country has a nationally determined contribution in terms of prioritizing, like you said, agriculture, water resources and all that. What are the plans for climate change and managing that, of course, as a country?
Okay, the I would say the donor community is also coming in.
Yeah.
I do remember, should be 2 months ago, there was a conference on climate change.
Yeah.
I think it was convened, it should be UAE, thereabouts.
Yeah.
And the minister of responsible for that, for climate change, came back with good news. I think the donor community is also going to help us with some funds in order to curb the issue.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. We look forward to that one. But thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, Elder, today. Really appreciate your time.
No, you're welcome.
I
must also thank you for interviewing me this evening.
Thank you so much, my Elder. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.